できるよね。
And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, Steakhouse, come on down.
Hi everybody, this is Ted at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Our special stem cell research shrimp cocktail is available. We want you to come down and take advantage. All the money goes to benefit stem cell research. Get our shrimp cocktail.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Yeah, welcome. That's Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills. 1-800-449-8686. We do have Ted Bell on the line with us, and Ted is calling from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I know that you are very, very much involved, Ted, in trying to raise private money for this stem cell research because of the injury that visited Tommy Colpin last year, who played football with your son.
Phil, that is right. I think the answer to stem cell research, I am told, is private money, not the federal money that has been so... earnestly discussed, and that President Bush, of course, has said that he would be interested in at least in a limited fashion funding federal money for stem cell research. But
how did you get involved?
Well, Phil, we got involved in this because of Tommy Colpin. Tommy was a great friend of my son Jim, and I know that your boys knew him. He's a terrific high school football player. He was injured last year.
I do remember that.
And he played Pop Warner with my boy. And we are desperately in need of private money to continue stem cell research in order to find a cure, among other things, Phil, for spinal injuries. Tommy right now is technically a quadriplegic, which means he cannot move anything below the level of his neck. This is such vital work for all victims of spinal cord trauma.
Well, I do know that Ted's of Beverly Hills is raising money right now at the restaurant for private funding for stem cell research.
Well, we are through the remainder of the summer, Phil, and I wanted to take this opportunity to tell all of your listeners, through the remainder of the summer, if you purchase our delicious shrimp cocktail, we're going to donate all of the money that's spent on the purchase of your tremendous shrimp cocktail appetizer. All of that money will go to private stem cell research funding. And the more shrimp cocktail you purchase, the better that goes to stem cell research, because they are, as you know, the stem cells are needed if the embryos are to continue the research into these very vital areas of medicine and science.
Yes, they do. And what with the debate over federal funding or not federal funding, right?
That's right. That's a red herring. That's a non-issue, really, in my opinion, Phil. Ultimately, we are talking about making a little boy walk again.
So go to Ted's of Beverly Hills, and with the purchase of the shrimp cocktail appetizer, the money will be donated to stem cell research.
That is correct, Phil. And our shrimp cocktail is the best. And for all of you listening from outside of California, call Ted's of Beverly Hills. We will contract with a local restaurant in your area to contribute their proceeds for the sale of shrimp cocktail to stem cell research.
All right, we're going to be right back with more after this.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Remember, with the purchase of every shrimp cocktail at Ted's of Beverly Hills, that money goes to private funding for stem cell research. We can help a kid walk again. Come to Ted's and help out.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Good, clear.
Okay, we got 30 seconds or so. Ted, you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
All right, we got 30 seconds before you go back. I got a call from Tony at the restaurant.
Right.
So he told me this thing about the shrimp cocktail. Okay.
What about it?
Well, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, well. No, we did. Tony told me.
Yeah, it's just that I don't want to go on the air. Is it true?
We're having some fun.
Boy, I want to tell you something. I think that's disgusting, Ted.
I can't hear you, Phil.
I think that's disgusting.
We're having some fun. We watch the people eat the shrimp cocktail, and the busboys and I have a bet.
You're talking about, in other words, the shrimp cocktail because it looks like an aborted fetus.
We're having fun. Nobody knows about it.
You got a bet with the busboys?
Yeah, the guy that eats the most will sit. It's a scream. There's one night one guy ate like 10 of them. Look at the guy. He's eating fetuses.
Is that why you're doing this promotion?
What?
Is that why you're doing the promotion?
I'm doing it. I want to raise the money for the stem cell research, and we're just for a little entertainment on the side. So, look, raising money for charities is boring. So whatever we can do to have some kicks.
So you're having people eat shrimp cocktail because it looks like... aborted fetuses.
Whatever. Stand by.
We're coming back in 30 seconds.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are donating every purchase of a shrimp cocktail appetizer. The money goes to stem cell research. Come on down and help out a crippled kid.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
And we're back on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Again, Phil, you want to remember that with the purchase of a shrimp cocktail appetizer from Ted's of Beverly Hills, we donate money for stem cell research to different foundations.
And that's a very generous offer.
And also, Phil, we have, we've had some of our shrimp cocktails sent over to you for you to try.
That's great.
And there's shrimp cocktail forks, I think, there. Does Craig have them?
What do you got there, Craig? Yeah, we got it. It's on ice. Thank you very much.
There's some cocktail forks, some napkins, and in a large container right there, Phil, I think there is a nice big Bloody Mary. That's it. All compliments to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Enjoy.
Okay, thank you, Ted has donated. Let me give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686.
Remember, Phil, Ted's of Beverly Hills is going to donate $1,000 for every shrimp cocktail that you eat on your show today to stem cell research on newly aborted or miscarried fetus tissue. And and remember, all the proceeds from the sale of that shrimp cocktail you're eating right now, Phil, go to fund research on stem cells from embryos, fetuses, and miscarried fetuses as well. Enjoy. Are you eating it yet?
I have some right now. I'll 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Remember, with the purchase of a shrimp cocktail, all the money goes to stem cell research. Come down and eat a bunch of them at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Clear.
Get him on the line, will you? Ted?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
What?
When are we back on? I got 30 seconds to air. Why are you doing that?
What?
You're sending over shrimp cocktail for me to eat.
Yeah, we're donating $1,000.
You know as well as I do, the reason why you're sending it over here is to gross me out.
Phil, raising money for charity is a very tiresome...
It may be boring, it may be tiresome. You're going to use me for your laughs? I think it is grotesque that you are selling shrimp cocktail to fund stem cell research because they look like aborted fetuses.
Oh, come on. Nobody knows. How many are you going to eat?
I can't get them down.
It's $1,000.
I can't get these down, okay? It's making me sick.
Stand by.
We're coming back.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
You know, folks, the next time you look at a shrimp cocktail, think of stem cell research. That's right. If you eat a lot of shrimp cocktails, all that money goes to stem cell research.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
And Ted, and we're back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills is with us. And Ted, you can go ahead.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Go ahead and tell everybody what it is you got going on at the restaurant.
Right, folks, if you come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills and you will eat as much shrimp cocktail as you can, all the money goes to stem cell research. And I tell you what, all of this is just fantastic. Stem cell research can save lives. So why don't you do it? Why don't you go on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, eat some shrimp cocktail. I sent some over to Phil Hendry. How many have you eaten, Phil?
I've eaten one, Ted. And
well, that's great.
Trying to get through another one.
What's the matter?
You know what the matter is.
Phil, we're on the air.
Yeah, I know we're on the air, and I'm going to come out with it right now. You have me eating shrimp cocktail because you get a couple of laughs watching people do that at your restaurant because they look like aborted fetuses.
How dare you, Phil?
I'm telling you right now. Isn't that true?
How dare you? I never said anything.
Well, you did to me. Off the air, you told me that. Raising money, huh? $1,000 for everyone that I eat, huh? And you get yourself a big laugh, is that it?
We were having a couple of laughs.
Having a couple of laughs.
Me and the bus boys.
You and the bus boys. Having a couple of laughs. Ha ha. Look at the guy eating a shrimp cocktail. Doesn't it remind you of an aborted fetus? What? I'll talk to him when I got to go to a break. I'll talk to him after the... What do you want, David?
What are you doing? We got a tie-in, promotional tie-in for this thing. I want you to eat.
You don't want to do it.
Because you know why he wants me to eat them? He wants me to eat them because they look like aborted fetuses. That's why he wants me to eat them, so he gets a big laugh out of it.
I don't care. Eat the shrimp cocktail.
Come on, Phil. The money goes to stem cell research.
Yeah, great. That's terrific. $1,000. How many do you think I'd eat? What if I ate a million of these things, man?
Have at it, man. It's your funeral.
Yeah. 1-800-449-86. Put them both on hold. I can't talk to them right now. Put them both on hold. 1-800-449-8686. Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills is donating money for stem cell research, to private research, for every shrimp cocktail that he sells at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And the reason why he's selling these shrimp cocktails, in my opinion, is beyond... It's like a horror movie. Get them out of here. I can't even look at those things.
They're really good.
That smell must be fantastic. Have another one. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted Bell bought airtime on your show, and the money that he is raising for the sale of those shrimp cocktails goes to stem cell research.
Private stem cell research?
Yeah.
Okay. What I don't understand is the shrimp cocktail angle. That is...
Phil, that's not your choice. That's not an argument for you to make. He wants to sell shrimp cocktail. It raises awareness of stem cells.
Don't you realize the reason why he's selling shrimp cocktails is because he says they look like aborted fetuses?
Fine. I mean, what are you going to do, Phil?
Well, doesn't that bother you?
I don't even eat shrimp cocktail.
Well, he's got me eating it as a joke.
I don't think it's a joke. He's given $1,000 for every shrimp cocktail you eat. How many have you eaten?
I got one down, man. The idea that it's making me sick to my stomach.
Look, this guy bought airtime on your show. That means that this guy's message needs to be heard. Otherwise, he's not getting fair value for his money.
Can I give a phone number out here in the middle of all of this?
Go ahead.
Are we at 1-800-449-8686? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
No, but you know what I'm saying, Phil?
I understand everything that you're saying up to the point where I got to pitch shrimp cocktail. Do you realize what this guy said?
What?
He's in his restaurant. He's telling people, yeah, all the shrimp cocktail you can eat, and all the money goes to stem cell research. Then he goes in the back with the bus boys, and he looks through the window there in the kitchen and laughs as he watches these people eat.
So the guy's got a sick sense of humor.
Sick? You bet it's a sick sense of humor. And the guy buys time on my show, so I got to sit here and give this guy all of the leeway in the world. Is that it?
Let me tell you how commercial radio works. And let me tell you why commercial radio is more successful than public radio. It's because on commercial radio, people buy airtime. It keeps the salaries paid. It keeps the lights turned on. It keeps the juice running through the joint.
So no matter what a guy says, no matter how indecent, no matter how vulgar, we'll put it on the air.
You know as well as I do that we've got FCC guidelines. Now, naturally, we can't put everything on the air.
So why are we letting a guy buy airtime who says the shrimp cocktail basically reminds you of aborted fetuses?
He didn't say that. You had him on the air. He didn't know that. He didn't say that.
Well, he finally freaking admitted it to me off the air.
Well, look, you had no business sharing that with the audience, number one. And number...
I think I have a lot of...
What good does it do? You had no business telling the audience that's what he thought.
The guy's a mental case. I'm telling you that right now.
You have no business going on the air and saying it.
I got no business telling the audience, hey, if you go down to Ted's of Beverly Hills and you eat shrimp cocktail, he's going to be looking at you and laughing.
Phil, eat the damn shrimp fetus, I mean the cocktail, and smile.
See, even you had a Freudian slip there.
I said shrimp cocktail.
You said shrimp fetus. I can't get it down, David, I'm telling you.
He's donating $1,000 for every shrimp cocktail.
And he's laughing his ass off listening to this right now. If you make me eat this shrimp cocktail, he is going to be out there in Radioland laughing his ass off, knowing he's making me look like a freak.
He's giving you $1,000 for every one of those things that you eat. Just eat it.
Oh, God.
Have you got some?
I got some right here, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, man.
What?
I keep thinking about it being fetuses.
Just don't think about it. Think about, like, that it's, I don't know, chocolate pudding or something.
Yeah, right. And he sent over a Bloody Mary, too.
What's that mean? Is that like the afterbirth?
Oh, come on, will ya? God, I can't stand the taste of this, man.
Look, we got a promotional tie-in with this guy, so you're going to have to eat some of those shrimp, the shrimp cocktail. I'm sorry, Phil.
God, come on, man.
You got to eat the
shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp cocktail, right. There you go.
That's two.
In the world of radio, Phil, the advertiser is number one. And the audience understands that. And what I've been trying to educate you about for the last 5 years is what the audience wants and what they expect. Some things resonate with the audience.
Shrimp cocktail doesn't remind anybody of aborted fetuses.
How do you know? How do you know it doesn't?
Well, then why would anybody want to eat it?
Because it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't think about the fact that it looks like a fetus. Forget that and eat it.
Thank you very much for that, man.
Well, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
How many?
This is number three, okay?
That's $3,000 for stem cell research.
Oh.
Did they use fetuses for that?
Oh, will you stop it? All right, I'm done. I'm not eating any more of this.
Come on, Phil. This is what the guy wants.
I don't care what he wants. I'm done. I'm not eating any more of this. Do you understand me?
You are refusing a direct order.
Yes, I'm refusing a direct order.
I want 10 eaten by the next break.
I'm not eating 10. I'm not doing anything. I'm done. I'm finished. And if you want to fire me, you go right ahead and fire me.
All right, I'll see you in my office.
Yeah, that's great. Go ahead and can me. Yeah, there he goes. Can me, I don't give a crap. I ain't eating this, and I never did like shrimp cocktail, and I don't like some guy who runs a restaurant making a freaking jerk out of me. $1,000, and he's out there right now laughing his ass off for every shrimp cocktail that I eat. I never did like shrimp cocktail. I don't like that cocktail sauce, for starters. And I don't like cold shrimp. I like it hot, right off the old freaking Barbie, wrapped in bacon, melted butter, but whatever. Not cold. 1-800-449-8686. If you just joined us, Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills was on earlier. He has a, quote, promotion, and I think you need to be aware of this, where if you come into his restaurant and order the shrimp cocktail, he'll donate money for stem cell research. And it turns out that he thinks it's funny watching people eat shrimp cocktail, especially when it has to do with stem cell research, because he thinks that shrimp cocktail looks like a fetus. I told him that I didn't want him on the air. I got my program director calling me up and telling me that I'm wrong and that I got to sit here and eat this shrimp cocktail because he's given $1,000 to charity. Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm putting my foot down. I will not eat any more shrimp cocktail. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show number. Don't forget our CD is available online at 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, speaking of stem cell research, I was just saying to Mike today, I thought that the name Milt was a cool name. And we were talking actually about, I don't know how we got into the name Milt. How did we get into the name Milt? I thought it was a pretty cool name. Names for a bit that we were writing. I said, Milt, that is a good name. I would have named a son of mine Milt had I had a son. But I'll never have kids. I have four stepkids. They're great kids, but I'll never have kids. I had a vasectomy back in 97. It was right after I married Maria, back in late 97. But if I'd had a son, I think I would have named him Milt, and I would have had him be a, would have loved to have seen him be a sports writer. Just all the wrong things in life, because that's, you know. But sports writer is a cool, when I was growing up, sports writer was a cool profession. It looked really cool to me. Now, sports writing to me looks like I wouldn't do it if they paid me millions. Well, if they paid me millions, then it would be a very cool gig. I take that back. I would do it if they paid me millions. But you won't make any money being a sports writer anymore, because it's kind of a, I say with all due respect, it's kind of a schlubs gig. It's nowhere. It's nowhere. You know, the great columnists in sports, they ain't been around for a long time. And being a sports writer now, you're just a chump. Because all those guys want to be doing sports talk. All the sports talk guys, those are the guys that everybody listens to now. Those are the guys that everybody checks in with to find out what's going on. But who reads sports columns? Do you? When I was a kid, I used to read Jim Murray in the LA Times, right? But as the years went by and Murray's writing got a little, let me be kind, maybe there was a bottle in his desk. I don't know. No, I'm kidding about that. Well, I don't know if I'm kidding. How do I know? Maybe there was a bottle in his desk. But I tell you what, I couldn't understand a damn thing he was writing anymore. You know, I used to read that, but then, you know, then ESPN came along, and then I started paying more attention to guys like Chris Berman, and then Dan Patrick, and then ESPN, and then Fox Sports. And the rest of those guys, the sports writers, nobody reads. Plus, the sports writers now seem to be much angrier people, too. And, you know, they're just pissed off at everything and everybody. And I think it's because they know that they say, you know, the other thing about being a sports writer? If you're a great one, I don't think this happens to you, but most of these guys have got to really just suck and suck yet again on the anatomy of all of the sports stars that they're covering. They have to go in and pal around with them. They got to write columns about how great they are and what great heroes they are and what contributors to society they are. There's this disease among sports writers where they keep wanting to push athletes at us as role models and as hero citizens. Now, let me tell you the truth. Every football player that I ever met is a complete and utter imbecile. I love football. I watch it. I watch pro football. It's fantastic. I shouldn't say every. I've met maybe two guys that played professional football that got 4 cents worth of brains. None of them are interesting people at all. They're not funny. They're not interesting. They don't have anything to say. They're the lamest sons of guns you ever met in your life. They can play football. That's what they can do. Dumb as hell. Or if they're smart, it's like real lame ass smart. It's okay, great. So go out and go out and drain the oil from that Volkswagen. That kind of smart. But really, I'm being very honest with you. They're dumb, criminal, wife beaten, dumbasses. I don't care who you want to talk about. I don't care who you want to talk about. Pro football players, now I'm talking about specifically, are tremendous athletes, and I watch football every year. And I sit down, I watch it on TV, I watch the whole thing. But pro football players are absolutely the scum of the earth. I'm serious. Now, I know you're saying, boy, Phil, you sound bitter. What happened? Well, maybe I do have a reason for saying this. Maybe I had a run-in with one or two of them. You'll never know. Maybe I got a good reason for talking this way. Maybe I've got a personal reason for talking this way, you know? But if I ever found an NFL player standing in my house, I would shoot first and ask questions later. I would consider my family at risk. Then, if I found a pro football player and a sports writer in my house, I'd set fire to the freaking house after I got my family out. Then, if I found... Well, never mind. I just love saying the words, man, because nobody ever says it. I'm going to say it, you know, just say it, you know. Nobody ever says it. Pro football players are garbage. And then hockey players. Let me get on to hockey players. Alcoholic, drug abusing, stupid as the day is long, ugly as sin. Oh, God, the kissers on these guys. And that whole no teeth and just lower than low. White trash to the freaking rotten to the core, man. The definition of white trash, the National Hockey League, and all of its fans, by the way. Now let's move on to basketball. The true scum of the earth resides in the NBA. Yes, these guys, big, tall, coke abusing, dope abusing, no freaking bad heart rhythm, got to take heart medicine, croaking on the basketball floor, scum. First round draft pick, crack smoking. Too much freaking money, baggy ass pants, stupid looking hair, all them black cats with those tattoos. Can't see a tattoo on a black guy. I hate to give you the news. Hate to break the news. You black guys with tattoos, give it up. No one can see them. And soccer. Well, let's just put it this way. The best players come from Colombia, okay? Then you have the... What's the WPGA? No, it's called the LPGA. Poor Craig's trying to help me out. He goes, the WPGA. And the Women's Professional Golf Association. Dyke-ridden, lesbian-ridden, jean-wearing, plaid shirt, damn facial hair. They're all garbage. They're all, and then the WNBA. Ducktail haircut wearing, damn freaking running up and down the floor with your bleached ass hair and you can't hit an outside shot to save your life. Bad outside shooting, no inside game, funky looking basketball, damn lesbian WNBA. Now that's what I think of professional athletes. What do you think about that, huh? And then there's baseball players. Every last one of them, a fag. Every single last one of them. Every one of them. Starting with Gary Sheffield. You want to know why I say all this? Because nobody would ever dare say any of these things. Everybody with sports, you got to be accurate, don't they? We got to be accurate with sports. We got to tell the story. We got to tell the great human interest stories of sports. We got to tell, screw it. Bugger all of them. We have to, you know, if freaking guys are treated like they're gods or something. Sure, I watch. And bowlers. Damn Polacks. White trash, damn banana sucking, lower than NHL players. Only thing lower than an NHL player is a bowler. The PBA. I got it swinging. But seriously, nobody. Some of these guys, like in sports, I think they're telling it like it is. Howard Cosell, I just told it like it is. I just said it. Because sports has reached a point now, professional college, whatever, it's reached a point now in our society where you can't even, you have to tiptoe very carefully when it comes to what you say and how you position it. And everything has to be so deadly serious. All these cats, these wise asses like Van, what's that ass, and Dan, what's his name, and all those guys from ESPN, whatever you call it. You know the guys I'm talking about. They think they're so, you know, smug. And they're being cutesy poo. Those lame asses are just as scared of as everybody else reporting on that on those stupid what is it called? They don't want to say the wrong thing. They don't want to do the wrong thing. They don't want to piss off the wrong guy. They want to. And when they get into the locker room, and they think Jim Gray's got guts. Let me tell you something. You turn me loose in a locker room, this is the kind of question I'll ask. So. Let me ask you, what do you think about life on other planets, man? Because you look like you come from another planet. You know, something like that. I did that once. I was in the L.A. Laker-Detroit Piston locker room. I asked him, and right after the Lakers got blown out by 40, I walked up to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and I said, you think there's life on other planets? And he looked down at me, and I mean straight down, and went, yeah. And then split wearing the funkiest-looking sports coat. No offense, Kareem, but Jesus, guy like you. Sports jacket? Tweed? The only pro athletes that are okay with me are the pro pool players. Now that's a class group of men and women. All them people playing billiards in Vegas on that ESPN, you know, Vegas billiards marathon. God, that's bitching to watch. Especially the women. God, are they good? Are they good or what? I could sit and watch them all week. You know, just all week. Just take an occasional pee break, go up and get something to eat, get another gin and tonic, and come on back down and watch them shoot pool. But the rest of them, every pro athlete, every college athlete, every last one of you, you haven't got any story to tell. You haven't got anything to say to me. You've been nowhere. You're going nowhere. You're gold-plated jackasses, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think about that? You believe me? Well, who cares? I said it. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
If you go to philhendryshow.com, you'll notice that we have an area called Phil Hendry Polls America. Today's question is, the worst load of the summer so far has been Pearl Harbor, Jurassic Park 3, AI, or Lara Croft Tomb Raider. And if you vote, you hit submit vote, then it'll give you a box which will show you the results. And the results are... Pearl Harbor was running away with it earlier today with, like, I think 44% of the vote, and it is now tightening up between Pearl Harbor with 37% and AI with 26%. I say tightening up. It's not that, you know. First place is Pearl Harbor with 37% of the votes, AI with 26% of the votes, Lara Croft Tomb Raider with 20% of the votes, and finally Jurassic Park 3, 112% of the votes. Now, let me tell you a movie that I did see the other night that I really dug. It was The Score with Brando, Edward Norton, and Robert De Niro. It's very good, and I'll tell you why. It surprised me. It's when I go to see a movie, I got to have an ending or some part of the movie that really takes me by surprise. And while I thought I knew what was going to happen in this flick, I didn't know exactly. And so it's very cool. And Edward Norton, who was in, what was he in? American History X and a bunch of stuff. What was that one flick he was in? Oh, Fight Club sucked. What was... Give me a good movie he was in. Mike's looking at me like... Mike's like, huh? Fight Club blew. I just say that with my kids. Yeah, it's probably pretty good. I don't know. I don't think I saw Fight Club, to be honest with you. I just, when the kids go, did you see Fight Club? I go, why did you see it? You're 9. You guys go buying that pay-per-view one more time. They should have voice recognition on pay-per-view. You have to call, and if they hear a certain octave, no, sorry. So if you're a midget, you're out. But other than that, it'd be very good for parents.
Yeah, I want to get a Fight Club and...
Sorry, you're blocked.
Hi, I want to get...
Blocked. Certain guys, you know, and most kids. Anyway, what was the good one that Edward Norton was in? The really good flick. He was in a really good one. I can't remember what the hell it was called. People versus Larry Flint. Yeah, now that was a good part for him. Rounders and American History X. And I don't know what the hell else. But anyway, he's great in this thing, The Score. Got to go see that. But my kids, Jesus, you talk about... See, when you're 13, when you're 11, you think you got the whole thing wired, man, when it comes to what a good movie is. I told you the whole argument I had with him about Little Nicky. I said, would you stop? No, really, it's really funny. There's some really good parts, and there's a... Shut up. Oh, Phil, you gotta see... And then they rented some movies last week. I said, when are these guys ever gonna get out into the sunshine? I said this to my wife. Well, you know, they're working really hard in school. You know, well, don't they go out? I mean, just the whole process of, what do you call it? The, you know, where, you know, plants get their color? What's it called? Chlorophyll. Where are they going to get their chlorophyll? What do you mean, chlorophyll? Anyway, isn't that what they put in toothpaste? What the hell? Craig and I are looking at us like a couple of guys across a bar room going, ain't chlorophyll a thing in toothpaste? No, it's what a leaf is. Osmos, some kind of a deal when the sun shines. Photosynthesis. I said, well, when are they going to get that? My wife goes, what do they look like, a freaking banana plant? They're inside and they're watching their movies. How many movies they went to rent this weekend? 10. And they're all flicks. If they rent Dumb and Dumber once, they've rented it 118 times. How many times do you want to see that? You've never seen four kids with less interest in something new than these guys. They just don't want to try anything new. Now, kids are really funny, especially when it comes to food, right? You figure kids got a lot of adventure, really want to look into life. Well, you try to feed them a new dish and show them a new kind of movie, and they want to commit suicide. And they go out and they rent, ooh, let's get this. Yeah, Dumb and Dumber. Okay, that'll make rental number 600. They ought to give us some kind of a discount here. Look at this. We got Dumb and Dumber number 600. Ding, 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 ding. You now own the store. Thank you. Dumb and Dumber. And what was the other pile that they rented? Dumb and Dumber's great, but by the 10th time, I got the whole thing down, man. Billy Madison. All kinds of crap. So last week, I'm running around. I'm looking for a movie. I said, I'm going to get Night of the Living Dead, but I ain't going to get the black and white because they got some prejudice against black and white. And the original Night of the Living Dead is a tad dated. But the color version that came out in 85, it ain't bad. It's gruesome. It's scary. It's got this kind of Klan KKK redneck thing at the end where they hang the zombies from trees and stuff. It's really cool. And there's a moon, and the ghouls are way better. So I went looking for this. Forget it. It's out of print. And I called every video store. And I've been looking for a video store up in Thousand Oaks ever since I swore off Blockbuster. And I can't find it. I finally found a little store up on Thousand Oaks Boulevard. And a woman's like,
hello?
Yes. Do you rent videos?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have Night of the Living Dead, not 1968, 1985?
Hold on for a minute.
And then you hear, you know, rummaging around, and she comes back.
I have Night of the Living Dead, yes.
Is that 85?
1968.
No, I need the color version, 1985.
Hold on.
And then we hear more rummaging around.
I have the box.
You have the box? Is the movie yet?
No, I think that someone rented it and didn't return it.
Where do they live?
Here's their address.
Thank you. I'm going to go kill them.
Thank you, Rob.
Somebody rented it and didn't return it. So I thought they would dig Night of the Living Dead because... So you know what I think I'll do? I'll just get Dawn of the Dead because it's got enough ghoul crap in it. I loved it, man, when they got freaked out over The Exorcist and Alien. I got to do it again. And I think this is the weekend. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to reload our poll, Phil Polls America. What was the biggest load of the summer to find out where Pearl Harbor stands? Not yet. 37%, 26% is AI. So it looks like people just thought Pearl Harbor was a pile and a half. Ben Affleck or no. Yeah, it is. Is it a coincidence that guy's into alcohol rehab? He finally went and saw his own movie. I'm kidding, Ben. I hope you get better, man. I really, well, I'll take you out for a drink.